paragraph Yud, V'alkein Iker HaKorban Hu Chela V'dam. And this is why when a Jew brings a sacrifice to the Beis HaMikdash, the most important part of the sacrifice is the chalev and the dam. V'chalev oila l'mizbeach v'nisraf kul oila reach nichoich l'Hashem. The chalev is brought up to the top of the mizbeach and it's burned as a sacrifice and as a sweet-smelling offering to Hashem. Ki ha'chalev hu shamnunes sho ikra sechel, because chalev is miloshin shumon, shemen, which is the ikra sechel. However, we do not have the ability through our eating to fix up the seichel that's found in chelev behemah. This is why it's strictly forbidden for us to eat it. Because if a Jew eats chelev from a behemah, his brain will be clogged up completely. And instead of seichel, the person will have questions and denial of Hashem chas v'shalom. Whereas on the mizbeach, when we put the chelev on the mizbeach, it goes up to Hashem as a very special, sweet-smelling offering. Because the Beis HaMikdosh is the ultimate center of Das and Seichel. That's where you had the greatest minds, the Sanhedrin Agdoila. And the Gemara says, Kol mi sheyesh bo deya, ki'ilu nivne Beis HaMikdosh b'yomov. Any person who has real Das, it's as if the Beis HaMikdosh were built in his time. So the Beis HaMikdosh represents a major center of Das. V'shom, Meir, Seichel, Elyoin, V'das, Gavoya Moid. Therefore, in the Beis HaMikdosh, there's a very high level of Seichel and Das that shines there. V'alkein, Shom, Oile, HaChelev, Aloishim, L'Reach, Nichoyach. Therefore, when the Chelev is brought on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdosh, it goes up as a special offering to Hashem. Because by bringing this chalev as a korban to Hashem, we're zoicha that the seichel shines brightly. To reveal and broadcast Hashem's greatness. Ki sreifes hachalev ala mizbeach hu bechinas oyer haseichel shu kamoi eish doilek. Because the burning of the fats, the chalev, on the mizbeach corresponds to the oyer haseichel in us, where we said the brain is like a fire, like a candle, and the sham, and what nourishes it is the shamnunis in our body, the fats in our body. It's just that we human beings do not have the power to be mevarer the chalev of a behema. Whereas when this chelev behemah is brought on the mizbeach and it's burned there is revealed the seichel, like the oyer haseichel dikdusha, liyashev ulevatel kol hakushyo shev shel yashvan, to give us the ability to resolve and eliminate all of those questions that we do have the ability to answer in this world. Which is what also fortifies and strengthens our emuna. The more the questions are resolved, the more firm we become in our faith in Hashem. And this is why the Torah says the chelev is what atones for our sins. Ki ikar pegam kol havoinois hem hakfirois v'kushyos v'chisoron emuna. Because the main destruction, the main harm that's done when a Jew does an Avera is the kfira and the questions and the weakening of emunah that comes about it. That's what an Avera does. Kasher kosav kvar kamapomim. Kasher kosav kvar pomim, as we've written many times, Rabbeinu Zal writes in Sefer Amidos that sins inject kfira into a person. And therefore, through a korban, whereby we offer the chelev on the fire on the mizbeach, which is what opens up the das and it strengthens the emunah, therefore it removes sins. We said sins are what strengthen kfira, chisor, and emunah. offering the chalav on the mizbeach is what strengthens the emunah. It opens up the das, the kedusha. That's why the chalav eliminates the sin. V'chein hadam mechaper, and so too sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach is what atones for the sin. Ki bebeis hamikdosh nimshach tikkun ha'emunah al yedei adam daiko, because in the beis hamikdosh we achieve tikkun ha'emunah through the blood specifically. Ki adam hu bechinas tachlis hatzimtzum vadin shemisham nimshach nakushya sheyefshel yashvam, because blood, red blood, represents the essence, the highest degree of tzimtzum and midas hadin, from which those questions which can't be answered come from. V'yalkein hadam osur l'achilas hedyet. This is why dam is forbidden for an ordinary Jew. Avol bebeis hamikdosh b'mizbeach al yidei zrikas hakorban nizbarer v'oyle gam hakdusha nisteres v'nelemez badom. Whereas in the beis hamikdosh, on the mizbeach, by sprinkling the blood of the korban, we sort out and elevate the hidden kedusha that's found in dam. Vaydeze nimtak hatzimtzum vadin, and by doing that, we correct, we sweeten the tzimtzum of that din, the redness of the blood. Vinizgale hu emuna yideze daika, and we bring forth the emuna, we reveal the emuna through this mitzvah that's being done with the blood. Sheze ikar hatikun v'hakapor al ha'avonos, that's the main tikun for sins, and that's the main atonement for sins. Shehem bechinas kfirois, sins are denial of Hashem. The more a person strengthens their faith in Hashem, that's the greatest tikun for averos. We have the famous pasuk, kol mitzvoisecho emuna. All the mitzvois are emuna. So all the averos are the opposite of emuna, denial of emuna. Therefore, the tikun for averos is shleimus v'emuna. V'yalkein ha'chelev ne'chol v'nisraf kulo yalam mizbeach. And it's for this reason that the chelev is destroyed, it's burned completely on the mizbeach. Avol hadam einoi ne'chal v'nisraf alam mizbeach. Whereas the blood is not destroyed by putting it into the fire or anything like that. Rak shenoigeya b'mizbeach levad b'shazrika. With the blood, all we want to do is have it touch the mizbeach. We sprinkle the blood on the wall of the mizbeach, so the blood should come into contact, physical contact with the mizbeach. V'chein shiorei adam, and after we do the sprinkling of the blood, the remaining blood, shoifchin al hayesoid, we pour it on the yesoid of the mizbeach, v'noigin b'mizbeach, it touches, meaning it touches the mizbeach, v'yoitzin lachutz, then it exits, v'nishpochin l'nachal kidroin, it empties into the famous nachal kidroin, v'nimkorin l'zevel, and it was sold as fertilizer. This blood from these karbonos had a special power to make their fields grow very, very well, to serve as an outstanding fertilizer. As the Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Nun Ches, ki ha'chelev hu b'chinas das, shemishom achizas hakushyes she'ef shel yashvan, because chelev represents das, which is the place where those questions that can be resolved are affiliated. They're affiliated with das. Rak shemachmas achizas hakliboyz vasidrachra hanechozen b'chelev behema, ein bonu koyach levaroy al yidei achilasenu. It's just because of the fact that the forces of tuma are very attached to the chelev of a behema. That's why we Jews do not have the ability to be mesaken that chelev through eating it. The other rabbi, just the opposite. Hoyonistam v'nizkar ha'seichel v'adas legamri im hoyoichlan oisim. If we were to eat the chelev of a behema, it would shut down our das. It would clog up our das. Aval al mizbeach hu nisraf b'kedusha gedolah. Whereas when we take this chelev and put it in the fire on top of the mizbeach, it's burned b'kedusha. V'oz al yodoi daiko meir hadas kanal. And then, through the act of burning that chelev, that helps us that the das should start shining anew. Shaiteze ikra kapora, and that's what brings about the kapora, because the sin was caused through lack of das. Loilam eidon chayti am kanechnas boi ruach shtus. V'alkein me'achal v'nisraf ha'chelev al ha'mizbeach. This is why the chelev had to be destroyed and burned on the mizbeach. Ki kishezeichin la'haloisei elakdusha, because when we're zeichet to elevate this chelev to the kedusha, al yedei ha'kravosei al ha'mizbeach, by bringing it on the mizbeach, burning it on the mizbeach, azay nizgal al yodoi daiko das godol. That causes there to be revealed a very high level of das, kihu bechinas das shemisham hakushis shef shel yashmkan. This refers to the level of das from which the questions that can be resolved come from and are associated with. That's chelif. Avul hadam einoy nechel v'nisraf al mizbeach. Whereas the blood is not destroyed and burned on the mizbeach. Rak zorkenoy sel mizbeach, but rather we throw it at the mizbeach. Ki hadam hu bechinas tachlis hatzimtzum vadin shemishom nimshochin hakushis she'yev shel yashvan. Because blood represents super tzimtzum and midas hadin, from which come those questions that cannot be answered in this world. Umevur b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'Torah bo'el paroi. Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 64 in Likutei Moran, shehakushis ho'elu she'yev shel yashvan nimshochin mebechinas cholol haponui. That though these types of questions, which cannot be answered in this world, they come from the Cholol Haponui, the original Tzimtzum that Hashem made when he first wanted to create the world, whereby Kavyochel Hashem removed himself completely, in order to vacate an area in which creation could take place. Shemishom tzimtzem upino elikusa kavyochel. Kavyochel Hashem constricted and removed his spirituality from there. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Samach Dalek. V'alkein yef sheliyashe v'elakusish b'shum oifanad losid lovoy. And it's for this reason that we can't answer these questions until the future. V'alkein ala mizbeach b'beis hamikdosh nase tikin godol al yedei adam. And this is why on the mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdosh, there was a major tikkun accomplished through the blood. Ki hadam mechaper, because the blood atones. Ki bebeis hamikdosh meir haseichel sheizgal elosed lovoi, shenikra kodesh. Because in the Beis Hamikdosh, that's where that seichel of the future shined, which is called kodesh. V'alkein shom nizgale umeir hakdushan elemes afilu betachlis hatzimtzum bebechinas dam. That's why the Beis Hamikdash, which is the house of the future in a sense, that's the place of this high level das of the future, there even the light that's found in the greatest tzimtzum in blood, even that light was able to shine forth in the Beis Hamikdash. V'azai meiro ho'emuna bo'er godol. And then the emuna shines very brightly. Al yedei shenimtak hatzimtzum vadin shel cholol haponui. Through the fact that the tzimtzum and din of the blood, which we said is associated with cholol haponui, gets corrected. Al yedei sheyoidin shegam shom ne'elam elokus yizborach. Through the realization that even in the cholol haponui, even in the greatest tzimtzum, even in blood, there is hidden some of Hashem's elokus. Ayidei shemakriven adam al hamizbeach beis hamikdash, and this is accomplished, this is brought out through our sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach and the beis hamikdash, sheshom meir haseichel sheizgal lo osid. Because in the beis hamikdash is where this great seichel that's going to be revealed in the future is already shining. So that's why in the beis hamikdash we have the ability to be able to be mesakein the dam. Even dam, which represents the super tzimtzum, it's associated with the tzimtzum of chol haponui, which our ordinary level of das cannot treat in any way, but the Beis Hamikdash, which was the house of super das, there the dam could serve a purpose, a function, could get its tikkun. V'alkein ein hadam nechal v'nisraf al mizbeach. And this is why the dam is not destroyed or burned on the mizbeach. Ki afal pi shebeemes yesh kedusha selikusay gam bechol haponui behelam godol, because even though the fact is that even within the cholol haponui, the vacated space, even there is found some of Hashem's spirit in a very hidden form, אבל הוא בתכלס הצמצום והמיות, בהלם ובהסתור הגדולה. However, it's in the tiniest, tiniest form, in the greatest constriction, in the most hidden form. ועל כן, אין הדם נאכל כולו על המזבח. This is why the blood was not consumed completely on the מזבח. רק נזרק על המזבח, it was only thrown at the מזבח, ונוגע בוי בנגיע ביעלמה, so that it touches the מזבח. ואחר כך נשפח לחוץ, and then the rest was spilled outside. כי הקדושו נעלמס בוי בתכלס המיית והלם, because the קדושו that's found in blood is incredibly, incredibly hidden. והוא רק בבחינס נויגע בהקדושו בנגיע ביעלמה, and it's the concept of something that has the least connection to something else, where it ממש, it just touches it, that's all. When we talk about people, things being attached to each other, deeply attached to each other, the opposite of that, the most minimal form of connection, is when two things are just touching, just barely touching. Shemishom chiyusoi v'kiyumoi bedarkei nefloisav hanayroam. And it's from that minimal contact, just touching the Kedusha, that's what gives it its life force, with Hashem's incredible ways. ועל כן, תקף שנויגע האדם בקדושת המזבח על ידי הזריקו ושפיחס השיורים, and therefore, as soon as the blood touches the holiness of the מזבח by sprinkling it on there, and through the act of pouring out the remaining blood on the aside and further, תקף יויצא לחוץ. Right after it touches, then it exits, ונשפח לנחל קדרון, it empties out into the נחל קדרון, ונמכר לזבל, and it's sold as fertilizer. כי הקדושו אוילה ממנו על ידי הזריקו, שבחינס נגיע בעלמה במזבח הקודש. Through the act of the blood, touching the מזבח, whatever drop of קדושה that was in that blood, was elevated, got its תיקון. כי הקדושה שבחינס החול הפוני, שהוא תכלס הצמצום בחינס דם, הוא בתכלס המיות בהלם גודל, בבחינס נגיע בעלמה כנל. Because as we mentioned earlier, the holiness that's found in the cholol haponui, which is the most highest level constriction, which is the most minimum, which is associated with blood, that's a drop, and it's super, super hidden. And its tikkun is by simply touching the kedusha. אבל החלב, whereas chelev, which is something completely different, נספח כולו אל הקדושה. The chelev has the ability to be converted completely into kedusha. ועל כן הוא נאכל כולו אל המזבח. That's why the chelev was consumed completely on the מזבח. אבל שניהם מחפרים. However, both of them bring about kapora, bring about an atonement. הדם והחלב, the blood and the chelev. ואדרבה, הכפורה תלויה בדם יויסם בחלב. And the כפורה, the atonement, is more dependent on the blood than it is on the חלב. As the Gemara explains, כי עיקר התיקון והכפורה הוא על ידי תיקון הוא אמונה. Because the main תיקון and כפורה is brought about through אמונה, שנסתקין ביויסר על ידי זריקס הדם על המזבח, which is corrected most through the act of sprinkling the blood on the מזבח. שנסגלה על ידי זה שגם בחול הפוני בתכלס הצמצום בבחינס דם ניסטר ונאלה מלכוסוי. Through our act of sprinkling the blood on the מזבח, we're showing that even in the חולל הפוני, even in the greatest, greatest constrictions, is found some of the spirit of Hashem. רק שהוא בצמצום גודל, it's just that it's very, very limited, it's very constricted. בבחינס נגיע ביעלמה, just a touch, which means like the tiniest drop. אבל על כל פונים גם שום נעלם הלכוסי, but still, השם זה לכוס is hidden there. וידי זה נזחסקו אמונה, when a person sees that even in the חול הפונוי there's some of השם in there, that strengthens the person's אמונה. שידי זה עיקר הכפורה, and that's what brings about the כפורה. כי עיקר הזחסקו סו אמונה צריכם לזחזה כנגד הכפירו יסבו אמה ידי הקושיס שאפשר ליישבון. Kimavura Bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal. Because Rabbeinu Zal tells us where a Jew needs the most chizuk emuna is regarding those questions that can't be resolved in this world right now. שזה נסתקין על ידי זריקת הדם על המזבח. And that תיקון is accomplished by sprinkling the blood on the מזבח, ועל כן עיקר הכפורה על ידי דם הקורבן וכנעל. And this is why the main kapora is accomplished through the blood of the korban. Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas malicha. This is also, everything we learned till now is tied into the mitzvah of malicha, salting meat to get out the blood. After the animal has been shechted and processed, etc., there's a procedure of salting the meat to make sure that we don't eat any unkosher blood. Shetzrichim lemloach esabosar kedei lahitzim imenu kol hadomim. We salt the meat to get rid of all the blood. Ki melach zebechinas tainis viyisurim shehem emarkim avoynoisov shelodom. Because salt corresponds to fasting and taking on suffering, which erase a person's sins. Fasting and suffering erase a person's sins, and salt is synonymous with fasting and suffering. How do we see that? It's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachos, Kamoi Shom Razal, Ne'emar bris b'melach, v'ne'emar bris b'yisurim. The word bris is written where the Torah speaks about melach. There's a pasuk, bris melach oilam, and there's another pasuk where the Torah uses the word bris about Jews going through suffering. Ma melach mematekes habosor, just like salt sweetens the meat, it brings out the good flavor of the meat. Af yisurim memarken avinoisa shelodom, so too suffering eliminates the sins of a person. V'yisurin zebechinas tainus, and suffering is related to fasting. Shehu inui v'yisurim. Fasting is a type of suffering. Kumay shehevi shom besomuch linyan Eretz Yisrael, or kumay shehevi shom besomuch linyan Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara over there mentions regarding Eretz Yisrael, shebo al yidei yisurim. The Gemara says that Eretz Yisrael is one of the three things that doesn't come easy. It comes through Yisurim. Veheviu haposuk, and the Gemara there brings the posuk, ki kasher yeyaser ish es benoi, just as a father who punishes his son, v'shom medaber haposuk b'inyan tainus. And that posuk is referring to fasting. Kimoy shekosuf shom b'inyan, as the posuk says there in the beginning, vaye'ancho, Vayarivecho, Vayachilcho Esamon. Hashem made you suffer, he made you hungry, and he gave you mon to eat. And then the pasuk says, Viodata Yoim, and you will know today, Ki kasher yeyaser ish es benoi, that just like a father punishes his son, so Rav Nosson Zal says, we see from here, Vayancho Vayarivecho, ze bechinas inui hatainis. Those two words, vayancho v'yarivecho, corresponds to fasting. Shemariv es atzmoy, a person withholds food from himself. He starves himself. V'chein omer azal, and the Gemara says also in the Medrash, vayancho v'yarivecho, shehisanu mikoidem she'ochlu es hamon. The Medrash says that the Yidden fasted before they started eating the mon, Lamare koachilo shebemeayim, in order to digest completely, to finish processing the food that they had in their digestive system. They wanted to clean it out completely, completely before putting mon into their bodies. Meaning, ki hamon hu bechinas achila digdusha, because mon represents eating koidesh. Shezoichin al yodo liyachet kutshibrich shchendei apin biapin. As we learned earlier, when a Jew is zoichet tachila digdusha, that brings about a unification of Hashem and the Shechina face to face. Sheze ein zoichin kim al yidei atainis. A person is only zoichet to accomplish that through fasting or achila digdusha. V'alkein hisanu mikoidim shochlo samon. This is why they fasted before eating the mon. V'alkein omer azal, and this is why it says in the Mechilta, loy nitna toira elo loichle hamon. Hashem only gave the Torah to people who eat mon. Ki ikra ha-toira hu b'chines emuna. Because the essence of the Torah is emuna. Kamay shekosav, as the pasuk says, kol mitzvoisecho emuna. All the mitzvahs are faith. Shezeh ein zoichin kim al yidei shemeshaber taiva sachila al yidei tainis. The only way a person is zoichet to shleimus to emuna is by breaking Taivas Achila through fasting. Ad shezoicha l'achila d'kedusha. Till the person is zoicha t'achila d'kedusha, shehi b'chinas mon, which is mon. Ki ho b'ho talya, because these two things are dependent on each other. Al yidei shleimus v'emuna, zoicha sheyi achilosa imaychol shenizborer. Kamo yishim v'roshim v'atornam. When a person is zoicha t'shleimus v'emuna, then the food that he eats is refined food. The bad has been eliminated, and only he's only receiving from the good. If he through shleimus emuna, Rabbi Nezal brings the pasuk there urei emuna, that emuna is associated with food, with digestion, with feeding oneself. Ukamoshimavur sham baternal, as Rabbi Nezal explains over there in Torah Samach Beis. Dahainu achila dikdusha, that maichel shenizbara means achila dikdusha, where the food is perfect. V'chein kol ma shemeshaber taivas achila b'yoser al yidei atainis u'mekadesh achilosoi, and so too, the more a Jew succeeds in breaking his taivas achila by fasting and through other means, and he zoche to purify, to sanctify his achila, kein zoche yoser l'shleimus v'emuna. That helps him be zoche to shleimus v'emuna, kemoi shemavur sham, ayin sham, as Rabbi Nezal explains over there in Likut Imran. V'nachzer l'inyan, let's go back to our topic. Nimtza shetaynes hu b'chinas yisurim, shem b'chinas bris melach oilam. Before we showed the connection between fasting, we said fasting is synonymous with suffering, and suffering is synonymous with salt. The Gemara said just like salt gets rid of the bad blood, suffering gets rid of a person's averus. It erases the person's averus. This is why we have to salt the meat to get rid of all the blood. That's the concept of fasting and suffering, which erase and eliminate all the bad blood inside the person, which is the source of all the evil desires, and all the sins, shal yodam nifgam hoemuna, which cause the person's emuna to become defective. Because as we learned earlier, fasting subdues the klipois and the taivois rois that draw from dibur, those shloisha sorei paroi, the three offices of paroi and paroi, which are all around the neck area, the food pipe area. Shehem b'chinas golus Mitzrayim, they were associated with the exile of Mitzrayim. Shehem b'chinas is gabrus hadomim roim, they represent the bad blood becoming stronger. Shezeh hoyo ikur golus Mitzrayim, that was the essence of what happened when the Yidden were in exile, that these domim roim were very powerful, the midas hadin was very powerful, which is reflected by this bad blood. Nimtza shehatainis machnia upoilet mehodom adomim roim shema klipois vataivis, fasting subdues and eliminates from the person that bad blood, the klipois, the taivois, shem bechinas pigam emuna, which represent defective or deficiency in emuna, veze bechinas melach, and that's what salt is all about. We said salt is like tainis. V'alkein tzrichin limloyach es haboser, that's why we have this procedure of salting the meat, ki achnoas hadamim hu al yidei melach, because salt subdues the blood, shehu b'chinas yisurei hatainis, which is the same thing like the suffering of a fast. A fast subdues the bad blood, the taivas rois, and salt subdues it. V'alkein tzrichin limloyach bekli menukov daiko. This is why we have to use a keli that has holes in it when we salt the meat. Ze remez al tikun hatainus. This is a remez regarding the tikun of fasting. She ikar tikunoi lo shelash mizborach haydeze. The main tikun during a fast day is that the person should do tshuva on that day. It's not the fasting alone. Ulefashvesh b'maisov b'yoyim hatainus. To examine one's deeds, to review one's deeds, liftoyach v'linkoy v'liboy heaven, and to make holes in and open up his heart of stone. K'may shekosev b'Yeshaya, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya Novi, Kapitel Nunches, v'hi haftoras Yom Kippur. This is the haftorah that we actually read on Yom Kippur from Yeshaya Nunches. Hakozet soim evchoreyu, Hashem says, is it a fast that I'm choosing? Haloizet soim evchareyu patea chartsubois resha. What I'm asking is that you open up the places where you have your rishis. Open that up and let the rishis run out. Let your evil run out. Sheikar hatainis liftoya chartsubois resha. The main reason for fasting is that it's an opportunity. It puts us into a frame of mind to open up the clogged arteries and say, you know, all the rishis inside of us and get rid of all of that. To open up the pipes and let the junk come out. Ula shaber esliboy, to break one's heart. Ula hitzim menu kol hakishrei resha, and to get rid of all the clots of rishis, all the blood clots, you know, all the junk. V'chein kosav Rabbeinu Zal b'hacharuzim sholei hanitfosim b'agdoma, and Rabbeinu Zal actually writes this in the song, in the poem that Rabbeinu Zal wrote, that's found in the introduction to some Likutei Morans, the Shir Yedidus, Nekoiv Lev Ho'evin, Hashem, puncture our heart of stone, make holes in our heart of stone, Vohoyer Li Misham, and shine your light into there for me. Nimtza, Shehizkir Tikkun Alev, Beloshen Nekiva Salev. So when Rabbeinu Zal speaks about correcting one's heart, he speaks about making holes in it, getting holes, making holes, boring holes into the stone to let the light seep in. Valze merames kli menukov, and this is the remez in the keli that we use for salting meat, that you put it on top of a keli, a board that has holes in it. Shetzrichen lemloyach hasabosor lifloy tadavim bechli menukov daika. When you salt the meat, you have to do it on a keli that has holes in it, so that the blood can run out through there. Aval bekli sheina menukov, if you salt meat and put into a pot, let's say, that has no holes in it, ein moel hamalicha. The salting doesn't help at all. Adarab aneser abosar, on the contrary, the meat becomes treif, because the meat is soaking in its blood. With the salt in it, that's like cooking it in blood. Zeh remez shahatainis v'yisurim, shem b'chinas melech kanal, ein moilin kiim kishezoichen leftoyach v'lim koivli bo'evin. This is a remez to tell us that fasting and suffering does not help a person unless he opens up his heart, unless he punctures his heart. That his intention is that he's doing it for the sake of Hashem, that the fasting and suffering should bring him to tshuva, should bring him to a sincere regret of what he did wrong and to want to correct it. Then he's zoicha through fasting to eliminate and get rid of all the bad blood, shehem kol ataivos, which is all the evil desires and everything, velizkois lemuna shleiman, to be zoicha to complete faith, shehi kapora v'tikun al hakoel kanal, which is a kapora and tikun for everything, emuna shleiman. Amen v'amen. Baruch Hashem.